For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. St. Louis officials have approved an outside review of the city's police department. The review announced yesterday is designed to improve community policing, protect civil rights, and reduce violent crime. It was announced by Mayor Lyda Crewson and two top police officials in conjunction with the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. Crewson said the city is acknowledging that far too many Black lives are lost to violence in St. Louis. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page announced a similar outside review for the county's police force earlier this week. As confirmed cases of the coronavirus rise in Missouri, hospitalizations are starting to increase too. This is prompting leaders of the state's largest metropolitan area to require face coverings. St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson announced yesterday that both the city and St. Louis County will require face coverings when out in public. Kansas City and Jackson County began requiring face coverings earlier this week. Missouri is among several states where confirmed cases of the coronavirus have risen sharply since the economy reopened. The state health department has reported nearly 2,900 newly confirmed cases in the past week. Monitoring, testing, isolation, and contact tracing procedures will all be in place at MU this fall under a new plan announced Monday. The Columbia, Missourian reports administrators hope to slow the virus's spread on campus and maintain in-person operations and classes. MU requests everyone on campus consult a symptom checklist daily. According to the plan, the school has the ability to test any student who shows symptoms of COVID-19. Those tested will receive a virus test and possibly an antibody test. But the university does not intend to do widespread testing of asymptomatic people due to concerns about false positives and negatives. As case numbers for young people have been increasing nationally in recent weeks, this could pose problems in stopping the spread of the virus on campus. Missouri's Republican governor has signed a bill that's part of a business-backed effort to limit lawsuits against businesses in the state. Governor Mike Parson signed the bill into law yesterday. The measure deals with lawsuits seeking money for injuries caused by businesses' products or actions. Plaintiffs can be awarded money to make up for their injuries or other harm done to them. On top of that, they can get extra money that's meant to punish defendants. That's called punitive damages. The law Parson signed will make it harder to prove punitive damages. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.